This is Mike the Birdman Dodd here, and I'm here to tell you about a great online store that I use for all my clothing needs. That's BigAndTallMart.com. Fantastic selection of big and tall sizes for all occasions and all budgets. BigAndTallMart.com is a store that I trust to put me in the most comfortable and stylish clothes for all my outings. From casual and workwear to all kinds of formal wear for all occasions, this store has it all. Big and Tall Mart also carries a large selection of printed novelty tees, and trust me when I say they have a very large selection. Use promo code GEEK10 on checkout to get 10% off orders of $50 or more. Visit BigAndTallMart.com for a great shopping experience for all your big and tall clothing needs. Hey guys, what's going on? You are listening to the Nerd News Network. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd. Today is Friday, April 18th, 2014. Happy Easter or Chocolate Day, however you are choosing to celebrate this lovely holiday. I'm actually kind of pissed off that it's a holiday, not because I have any anti-religious argument. No, I really wanted the mail to come today. I was supposed to get an Optimus Prime. Now I won't see it until, like, Tuesday. I'm a little upset. Anyway, hope you guys have been enjoying the stuff that's coming out on the site this week. Finally, the Equestria Girls DVD commentary came out for Last Exit to Ponyville. Of note, if you experience an audio looping issue on that, delete what you have and re-download the episode. Thanks to, I think it was Ken Lutz, I think, pointed out that little error to me. So thank you for being a vigilant listener. I appreciate it. Yeah, we should have a review-o-rama. Me and Blair are recording that late tonight. You should see that sometime tomorrow afternoon. And as far as I know, providing Scotty has everything ready to rock and roll, we should see a new review show, or a new show of some type going up on Sunday or Monday, as far as I've been made aware. So be on the lookout for that. Future Imperfect coming out next week, talking about Captain Sisko, which is like the cursed episode. We've been trying to record this for like ever. So hopefully we'll see that next week. And hopefully Captain America we should see coming up next Sunday. Hopefully I'm going to be recording that at the Gauntlet in Orangeville. So you should see that come out next Tuesday or Wednesday. Hopefully after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'll probably watch that just to tie that into it as well. Plus, I really need to borrow some books off my comic book buddies. So anyway, lots of stuff going on in the nerd news this week. Although, it was hard to find stories, if that makes any kind of sense. A lot of stuff happened. I was just trying to find the stuff that you guys might actually give a crap about. I have everything from some really cool space news that might give you a little bit of hope that we will escape the big blue marble at some point. Something involving Lego. A urban video game myth is finally coming to light. A guy who poops on things. And finally, what happens to your data when you're up in the sky flying across any number of different airlines? Well, let's start with, I'm just going to read these stories from right, from left to right on my monitor. So we're going to start with the big news. This came out of NASA this past week. Excuse me, I got something annoying me. Okay, so anyway, astronomers have found the first Earth-sized planet within a habitable zone. You might be wondering, well, if we found tons of exoplanets, what makes this one different? This one is probably the closest to our home world. The fact that it's only 10% bigger than our planet, it's probably rocky. They don't know whether it has an atmosphere yet. It's Kepler-186f, and it's in the habitable zone of the star, the so-called Goldilocks zone. And the main reason this is a big deal is because it's likely within the zone where it's likely to have liquid water if it does have a atmosphere, which is pretty cool. Now, the thing that makes this different, though, is they don't know. Well, there's a lot of things they don't know because this thing is like 500 light years away. Now, it's also orbiting a different type of star than ours. This is orbiting a M-class dwarf star, which is a star that is cooler and dimmer than ours. One of the scientists that discovered this said, if you want to say this isn't so much Earth's twin as it is Earth's cousin, And that is, I'm just trying to find the name of the scientist that said that. That is, just give me a moment. Tom Barclay. He's a research scientist working with the Kepler mission for NASA. Now, if you were on this planet, a sunny day on this planet might look like... It might look like things are on Earth, except it might look like an hour before sunset. In the film industry, we call this the golden hour. So this would be a filmmaker's dream planet in terms of how it would make things look. Its sun is a few more shades orange than our own. And like I said, they don't know whether this planet has a atmosphere. But presuming it does, that would be good news. They're also seeing that, basically, can we find more planets like these? Because the bigger a planet is, the more likely it is to be a gas giant, depending on what types of gases are present around it. So hopefully they'll be able to figure this out in the next little bit. It's really, really, really kind of cool. I'm actually going to link the article in the episode post if you want to find more about Kepler-186f. And I'm excited. That is pretty kick-ass that we are finding more and more exoplanets that are like our own. It'd be nice if it was a little bit closer in case we have to pack up and get the fuck out of here. But, hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. So moving on to my next story. As you guys know, LEGO is, like, the huge thing right now with LEGO Marvel, LEGO Hobbit, LEGO pretty much anything. Well, there's going to be a LEGO episode of The Simpsons. And that's going to be airing on May 4th. And coincidentally enough, that doesn't have to do with the recently announced LEGO Simpsons set. Turns out this is an idea that's at least been on the table since about 2012. Started out as a bit of a couch gag. So one of the executive producers for The Simpsons, Matt Selman, told Entertainment Weekly... it all started out as a couch gag, then kind of snowballed into a full episode. I think the episode is about what is awesomeness, said Selma. In a universe that is awesome all the time, a universe you truly want to live in. That's pretty kick-ass. I'm hoping it's pretty cool. Now, I haven't watched The Simpsons in a very long time. This might actually get me interested to watch. So it's not like I'm watching Walking Dead on Sundays anymore or Breaking Bad. So, look for that episode on the 4th, I think. And that'll be the special episode this season. Trying to think of other shows. Actually, there's the question of the week right there. Feedback at thisweekingeek.net or comment on the episode post. What show would you like to see in LEGO? If you could pick anything. I'm trying to think, what would I really care to see? You know what? I'd like to see a LEGO-focused episode of the ABC sitcom The Goldbergs. Maybe have Adam try and find like the castle mini set or build this elaborate what's that thing called? The Rube Goldberg machine out of LEGO and have it do something like Pee-wee's Big Adventure or some shit like that. That might be kind of cool. So what TV show do you want to see in LEGO? Feedback at thisweekingeek.net. Let me know your answer. And who knows, maybe I'll send you something on Blu-ray. So North America only, guys. Anyway, moving right along, I was talking about video game myths, and one of the greatest urban legends in video game history is back in the 80s, back in 1983, Atari had such a shitty response to the E.T. video game that they buried millions of copies in the small town of Alamogordo, New Mexico, back in 1983. And it's the focus of the Angry Video Game Nerd movie. People always talk about it. Well, you know what? Spectators are invited to go to New Mexico next Saturday. If you want to go check this out, it's going to be happening as part of a documentary, which I think is going to be airing on Xbox One, done by director Zach Penn. And they're going to be documenting the dig and the events around it, in addition to that, they're going to have people that were involved in the E.T. video game. They're going to have the video game designer Howard Scott Warshaw is going to be there, a team of archaeologists and representatives from Xbox and Lightbox and Fuel Entertainment will also be there. And if you happen to be there, you could be interviewed for this particular thing. So I'm actually going to post the information to this as well. But if you want to check this out, you can go to Alamogordo Landfill at the 4276 Highway 54 South in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Zip code 88310 near First Street and White Sands Boulevard. And that's going to be happening next Saturday between 9:30 and 7:30 p.m. I'm presuming weather permitting, but if you want to be interviewed as part of a really screwed up documentary, you can indeed do that. Moving on to my next story, and I realize I'm going really quickly this week. I don't know, and I guess that's just kind of the way things are. It is being Easter weekend. I have a family, too. This one, I don't know why I picked this story. I just kind of thought it was kind of weird. So if you live in the city of Ysplanty, Michigan, I don't know how to pronounce this name. No way in hell do I ever. There's a guy who has been shitting on playgrounds. That's right, a guy poops. There's actually a hashtag. So the hashtag is YPSI Pooper. And a local advertising firm has even done up posters where it says, "Do your civic duty, report the pooper." And they're trying to bring this fecal fiend to justice. So evidently this guy has been on the loose for 6 months. The cops have even installed hidden cameras to try and catch this guy. But there's a couple of different hashtag, or there's a couple of different advertising slogans for this. Do your civic duty, report the pooper, help us flush the pooper, and help us catch the poopetrator. City officials aren't exactly grateful for the help, although they failed for half a year to catch the guy who shits on playgrounds. We're not authorizing it, and we don't need it, reported city manager Ralph Lang. Within a day or two of the billboards going up, the police are reporting they're closing in on a person of interest. Seriously, who does this? Who decides, you know what, I'm, literally, who wakes up in the morning and goes, "Man, I'm going to wake up and have my bowl of Cheerios, I'm going to go to work, and then I'm going to go shit on a playground." Really, like, and, you know, it's weird, because the last year, I remember there's been people just doing all sorts of really screwed up stuff to playgrounds, like hiding razor blades on playground equipment or poisoning hot dogs for dogs to pick up. Man, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Something is seriously wrong with this world. I wish I knew what it was, but I unfortunately don't. In fact, if anybody is listening from this area of Michigan, if you have any more to add to the story, I'd love to hear about it, just because I really hope they like catch this guy. So feedback at This Week in Geek done. If you have anything more to add to the poopetrator, I would certainly love to know, because I'm just that kind of a guy. Final story this week, I'm going to bring up here. This one is interesting, considering how much we've had the WikiLeaks, the Edward Snowden stuff. Privacy in the digital era is becoming one of those things that's kind of becoming a little bit of a thing of the past. People have less rights, data companies, and everybody's selling us down the river for whatever reason, in the name of freedom or whatever. But anyway, if you're like me and you happen to fly a lot and you use Wi-Fi on airplanes, well, have I got some unfortunate news for you. In a letter leaked to Wired, Gogo, the leading provider of in-flight Wi-Fi in the U.S., has admitted to violating the requirements of the Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement. The act is part of a wiretapping law passed back in 1994 that requires telecom carriers to provide law enforcement with a backdoor into their system to monitor telephone and broadband communications. Gogo states in a letter to the Federal Communications Commission that it has added new capabilities to its service that go beyond this act at the behest of law enforcement agencies. In designing its existing network, Gogo worked closely with law enforcement to incorporate functionalities and protections that would serve public safety and national security interests. Gogo attorney Karis Hastings wrote in the leaked letter, which dates from 2012, worked with federal agencies to reach an agreement regarding a set of additional capabilities to accommodate law enforcement interests. Gogo provides Wi-Fi services to some of the biggest U.S. airlines, and they're not the only ones to adapt additional services for spying. Panasonic Avionics has also added additional functionality to their service as per an agreement with U.S. law enforcement, and this was according to a report that was published back in December. That's kind of... See, I don't know. It's difficult to say. I mean, on one hand, I can see why it's important for agencies to have access to this information so they can monitor what you're doing. And part of me is like, if you got nothing to hide, what the fuck's the problem? On the other hand, what the fuck do you need to know that I'm looking at weird leather bondage porno involving Felix the Cat or something? You know, I get spying on your own citizens. I really do. And I can see the need for it, but I don't like it. I like privacy. I really do. But I'm also of the mindset, if you have nothing to hide, what's the big deal? But then again, the more rights you give away in the name of freedom, it more of becomes a police state and all that sort of stuff. So, I don't know. It's not something that I'm a huge fan of. And I can't say I'm surprised, honestly. I'm not honestly surprised it took this long for this letter to come out, to be honest with you. And it wouldn't surprise me if more stuff is bugged than what we realize. And I know the Obama administration has come forward, and they're trying to stop the NSA from being able to monitor personal communications of big people in the world, like world leaders and stuff like that. Last month, Obama formally proposed to end the NSA's bulk data collection program, and they're proposing legislation that would oblige the agency to get a court order to access information through telecom companies. I'm honestly saying, if there's a threat to national security, they're not going to wait for some judge to give them a piece of paper. They're going to do something about it. Providing, I think, they're as efficient as they are. I don't know. It's one of those things. It's one of those... If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And it's goddamn unfortunate that the fact that we have to live in such a paranoid world. But then again, it's a dangerous world out there, no matter how you want to paint it, be it from terrorists, domestic threats, to just plain loonies. I don't know. I guess take from this what you will. And I once again, I would love to get some conversation going about this. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, guys. So feedback at thisweekingeek.net. If you have anything to add to this, where are you in this world of privacy? How do you see it affecting you day to day? The fact that tweets are monitored. In fact, I think it was this week, or there was a story in the news this past week where a girl in the Netherlands threatened a United States airline carrier, saying there was a bomb on board, and then went after her. And she's like, oh my God, it was a joke. Who the fuck jokes about that type of thing? I mean, really, I mean, it's like kids today don't understand there's consequences for being a fucking idiot. And I guess this kind of spreads out, too, because you look at monitoring stuff like that and what it could add. I know there was actually another thing. I think I posted it to my Facebook this week. A kid was being bullied in a classroom, and he took one of the school's iPads and recorded it. Him being bullied. And somehow he's the one that got in shit and the bullies got off scot-free. So, I don't know. You'd think with all this technology and monitoring things, we could get something done right. I don't know. The two likely loosely connected. But, I don't know. Take with it what you will. So I think on Dice Warriors, I think the end of my Evangelion campaign should be airing on Monday, I think, depending whether Steve does it, because, well, it's Easter Monday. So be on the lookout for that. We are having a new prototype. In fact, Jamie's actually in town this weekend. We just haven't had a chance to record, because everybody's just been really damn busy this month, which is really unfortunate. Next month, I think we're going to be talking about the X-Men or Spider-Man on our topic show. Me and Blair are talking about doing more My Little Pony commentaries for last exit the Ponyville. Actually, the hub invited me to this hangout where I can actually interview people like Tara Strong and a few other people involved with the Pony show. So I'm looking forward to that. That's going to happen sometime in early May, I think. Also, this Friday, I'm going to WWE Live in Toronto, so I get to see Daniel Bryan, the Wyatt family, and the Shield. I am super excited for that. That's going to be really fucking cool. So I think you can still get tickets to that. There's also an event in Hamilton I'm going to try and go to, and the one in London I'm going to try and go to. And I guess, what else to mention? I've randomly started collecting Ninja Turtles again. I'm trying to complete the new line since I had to sell mine last year because I got into some trouble. But now I'm kind of digging myself out of that hole. So one $8 figure at a time. Still can't find a Foot Soldier or a Shredder, though, for the bloody life of me. Or an April. But hopefully soon, sooner rather than later, I'll have something epic and awesome to show you guys in the future. So anyway, until next time, guys, be sure to keep it locked here to ThisWeekInGeek.net. Once again, question of the week, what TV show would you like to see in LEGO? Feedback at ThisWeekInGeek.net. Until next time, guys, have yourselves a happy and safe Easter. Eat lots of chocolate. Somberate Zombie Jesus. And I'll catch you guys next time, right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net. Live free or die hard, guys.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my god, there's snot on my face. And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. What the f*** does that mean? F*** that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F*** you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh my gosh, freak! Die! Holy crap! Whoa! Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @ThisWeekInGeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@ThisWeekInGeek.net. This extra music was produced by Pronobozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.